Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
And I believe it's important for all citizens of the United States, but especially our young people, to understand the broader world around them. We must overcome our American tendency to look inward. If we hope to realize our true potential to lead an increasingly interdependent world in the future. And considering the many challenges we face, we need to nurture these future leaders, whether it's in the military or other governmental service, or in the local, regional, and national business community. There's significant roles for all to play as we move forward. As a representative of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen, I'd like to take a minute and provide my general perspective on the strategic environment and how we as leaders and future leaders might approach such a complex set of challenges, but also opportunity. Our world has become interconnected, in the term we use, globalized. Yet billions still live in relative isolation from the fruits of liberty and prosperity, which we enjoy every day here at home. Globalization has permitted many of those disenfranchised peoples to see what they're missing. It has enabled them to challenge the status quo, and as we found out over the last several months, at the speed of Twitter. Witness the Arab Spring uprisings that we've seen right in front of us here over the last several months. It has also given rise to a new set of emerging powers. We're beginning to see a shift in power in Asia, for example, where emerging powers such as China and India, in particular, are beginning to shift the balance of power in Asia, mostly from an economic perspective, but one that is changing the world we live in, and one that we must understand for our nation to move forward. Throughout the 20th century, we defined the global commons as earth, sea, and air. And based on that, as a military, our job was to control or protect our own access to land, sea, and air. And by doing that, that enabled us to flourish economically. That enabled us to move forward as a nation. That enabled us to continue to develop as a nation. But globalization has changed this. It's accelerated by the advances in our own technology. So it's opened, in my mind, and not everybody agrees with me, two new pieces of what we call the global commons, space and cyberspace. And it's now important that we understand the role that space and cyberspace plays in the development of any nation, in the movement of information, in the ability to protect ourselves, in the ability to secure our own nation, and the ability to continue to develop ourselves economically. So vying for access to these global commons, emerging powers will challenge us to rethink how we secure and manage these commons to ensure the free flow of resources and commerce and ideas for the greater prosperity.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.